Today, the Church celebrates Wednesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid his hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The miracle that we hear about today is told only by St. Mark. It wasn't repeated in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, even though they relied heavily on Mark's writings. This is also the only miracle that Jesus worked in stages. His willingness to live on our human level offers much to encourage us. There's a sense of thoughtfulness in the way that he deals with the needs of the blind man. He first takes him by the hand and leads him outside the village. And then, far away from the gawking crowd, he puts saliva on his eyes and, touching the blind man's closed eyelids with his fingers, Jesus bonds with him. This poor man couldn't see the sadness in Jesus' eyes at the sight of his disability, but he could feel the grip of his hand and the touch of his fingers. Jesus was not just following common ritual practices in this miracle, he was adapting himself to the very human condition of need. The two stages of the miracle are interesting. After the first stage, everything the man could see was so vague that people appeared to be walking trees. Then, after the second stage, he could see everything clearly. These two stages mirror the stages of our growth in faith. It doesn't happen all at once. We should be grateful to St. Mark for preserving the memory of Jesus' understanding of and respect for the stages of our lives and our gradual growth to holiness. The steps to holiness follow the path of human existence, but we can't walk the path alone. We must be like Jesus, who took the blind man's hand and led him outside the village. We take the hand of our neighbor in need, and to our surprise, we're not simply helping the hand that we grasp. We find that the needy hand is leading us to our salvation, just as the blind man led Jesus into an event that proclaims redemption to us today.